I ran from the border of California and Oregon, and then I ran down to Teotihuacan. Runners are running with sacred staffs and praying for the healing of the earth, the people, our nations. And runners run every mile. Every mile is covered by the staffs and the runners. It's just not done by the same runner. There usually is a core of runners who start at each tip, and they'll go the whole way. Along the ways, communities help out with those miles. We really encourage everybody to come out and pray and help heal the earth and our nation.
The Peace and Dignity Journey involves thousands of runners, indigenous peoples from over 500 nations, some starting at the edge of Alaska, others from the southernmost tip of Tierra del Fuego, meeting midway after 6 months of running day in and day out. Eva Camarena is one of the primary organizers for the North American leg of the next journey in 2004.
Now we see all these borders that divide us. We have different languages that divide us when before we didn't have those divisions because we weren't divided based on what language you speak or what country you live in. And I actually got involved because when I was living, well, I live in the Bay Area. There was different elders who came around and were running and were talking about this. And at the time, it was just something that seemed incredible to me. I couldn't fathom how people can run that much and how something this big is able to be accomplished. And the runners came through my area in 96. And I was just going to run for a couple weeks. You know, I thought I could do it since I was a student at the time. And I just ended up going the whole way.
Eva is a first-generation Chicana woman. Born in 1976 in Los Angeles to Mexican parents. She graduated from UC Berkeley in ethnic studies and now works in the San Francisco Bay Area, organizing youth through the Chicano Moratorium Coalition.
That's an organization of different individuals and groups of people who are trying to resist and struggle for the human rights of, you know, Native people and raza here in the Bay Area. We have coalitions through the run and other projects that we do. We do education, we do youth work, we support land struggles, that sort of thing. The coalition is growing. Right now we've seen actually a big increase with young people. I think young people right now want to become involved with different projects. They want to heal, especially with all the crazy things that have been going on in the world. A lot of young people don't feel that war is the answer. So, you know, they want to help their people in different ways.
Eva Camarena, presented by Joan Buffington. Her story is a production of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at kvmr.org. Ain't I a woman?